Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Masechta Seirich in Perik Gimel, Mischne Hei. B'maitzi Shemra, Lohakol Olahachmer, just like the other things. What is Maitzi Shemra? Quick reminder. If a person marries a girl, then he comes to Bezin and Tainas, that she was Mizana when she was in Arusa. Arusa means between the time of Kiddushin and the time of Nesuyin. Kiddushin is, after he's Mekadesher, let's say he puts the ring on her finger, says Ariat Mekadeshesli in front of two Edim, and the Suyin is the Chuppah. Today we do it one after the other, we only read the Ksub in the middle, but in the times of the Mishnah there was a whole year in between. So this person tainas that during that year she was Mizana and he brings Edim, and it turns out the Edim were lying. He gets Malkus. He also has to pay the father of the Naira a Knas, and that Knas is 100 Shkolim. And here too, makes no difference whether she comes from a chash of a mishpacha, where maybe the 100 is too little, so it's a kula, or she comes from a simple mishpacha, where maybe the 100 is too much. As the Mishnah explains, b'maitzi shemra, lahakul, sometimes it's a kula, ula hachmir, and sometimes the 100 shkalim are a chumra, keitzat. Echad shaitzi shemra al hagdoyle shabekun, whether he was maitzi shemra, on a naira that was from the most chash of a mishpachis of kahuna, meaning the greatest yichus, the kahanim, in the Mishpach of Kehanim, or whether he was Maitzi Shemra, Alaktana, on a Pashata, Shevi Yisrael, a Pashta family in Klal Yisrael, Noisin, the Maitzi Shemra, has to give Meya Sela, 100 Sela to the father of the Naira. Now the Mishnah points out something which we really have to remember in Chazar every day, how terrible Lashon Hara is. Remember what the Knas was for Aynas and Mefata, 50 shekel. And what's the Knas for Lashon Hara for Maitzi Shemra? Double as much. Nimsa, so it turns out. Ha'oimer, if someone says something bad, befiv, with his mouth, yeser, that is more strict, min ha'oisem maisa, than someone who does a bad action. The Maitzi Shemra, who only slandered her with his mouth, he has to pay 100 shekel. Whereas the Aynas and the Mefata, who did a maisa, pays only 50 shekel. Shekem et sinu, this is what we find in the Midbar. Shalei nechtam gzar din al aviseinu b'midbar. The Gemar din wasn't sealed that they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ela al Lashon Hara. Only when it came to Lashon Hara. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in regard to the Meraglim that spoke Lashon Hara in Eretz Yisrael. Vayenasi yoisi ze'eser pamim. V'loi shamu b'kaili. So they failed in 10 nisyonos. But what sealed it? What was the gzar din that they can't come into Eretz Yisrael? Speaking Lashon Hara. So once again, when it comes to Maitzi Shemra, that's telling lies about his wife, there's a kula and a chumra, because he has to pay 100 shekel. And the 100 shekel, it doesn't make a difference how chashuv she is. So sometimes it would appear that he's paying too much, sometimes it would appear he's paying too little, but either way, it's 100 shekel. Lamaisa, it is 100 shekel, as opposed to the einus u'mefata that pays only 50, so you see that talking bad with your mouth is worse than actually doing an action. And we also see that it was Leinechtem Gzardin al Aviseinu b'Midbar, even though they failed in 10 Nisyonos, but the one that sealed their fate from coming into Eretz Yisrael was the fact that they spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael by the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chafetz Chaim explains that anything that has Gashmias, that's physical, is limited. For example, if I do an Aveir with my hands, so my hands is something physical. When you do an Aveira with your speech, that comes from inside your neshama, that comes from the Koyach HaRuach. This is also discussed by the Nefesh HaChaim. The more Ruchnius, the more powerful, the more physical, it's limited to some extent. So, Sagt Chafetz Chaim, look at the world. There's Eish, there's Ruach, there's Mayim, there's Afar. Each one can do a lot of damage. But the more physical, relatively, it does less damage. Afar. A bridge caves in. A house caves in. Chas v'shalom what it could do, but it's limited to some extent. Go from there to Mayim. Mayim is less physical than Afar. A tsunami, chas v'shalom what it could do. When the water overflows, it wiped out whole cities. Go to Eish. Eish is even less physical, less something to touch or hold on to than water. Rachman al Olam, what fire can do. There were huge wildfires this summer. No one knows how to control. A lot of people risk their lives to fight it. And they come with planes, they do all sorts of things, they still can't stop it, it wipes out. You can't imagine how much. Then there's Ruach. Ruach. Rachman al Olam, what a hurricane or a tornado can do? So you see Even in the gashmias of the world, says the Chafetz Chaim, the less physical, the more ruchnias, the more powerful it is. Same as when it comes to a mitzvah and an aveira. Mitzvahs, they don't need something gashmias. Lulav and Esrig, you can't imagine what the schar of a lulav and Esrig is. But still, says the Chafetz Chaim, you have limud ha-Torah, which doesn't need anything physical. The schar is greater. Every word of limud ha-Torah is like all tarig mitzvahs. And each of the tarig mitzvahs, we can't imagine what the schar is in Shemayim. But the same is true when it comes to an aveira. An aveira that's done with your hands is somewhat limited, still terrible, but somewhat limited. An aveira that's done only with an neshama, like speech, that's really, really something we have to be very, very concerned with. Like we see here in our Mishnah, that the Maitzi Shemra was double the amount than the other aveiras. And the bottom line is, all of Golis and all of our Tzaris, the fact that they couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael is all because of Lashon Hara.